the shape of this program is very traditional. It's probably the most traditional looking concert we've done in years. But the way that we're presenting it to the audience is very untraditional. Obviously, most classical music concerts, not only is the program listed, but you got long program notes and everybody's trying to get all the information stuffed in before they hear anything. We've done away with the pre-concert talk. There's no program notes. We're not telling anybody what's on the program. So our hope is that we can give audiences, you know, a different way of looking at what we do. In this case, we wanted to say, look, here's a same old symphony concert that you're used to going to, but we're going to switch up one aspect of it in order to give people a chance to look at the whole experience in a fresh way. That's the most important thing for us, and that was the idea behind making this program a surprise instead of, you know, just publishing the works and doing program notes and all that stuff.
Tell us about the opening work and this young composer, conductor, and singer.
Well, if folks have been listening to the news lately, they've heard Ted Hearn's name because he's received some really pretty great national coverage for his latest piece, which is called The Source. And it has to do with leaks of information by Bradley Manning at the time, now Chelsea Manning. Very interesting, very confrontational in some ways, but also confusing, disorienting piece. And Ted is somebody who's worked quite a bit in kind of politicized territory. He's done this recent work, The Source, which has received coverage on NPR and New York Times all over the place and getting great reviews. But he's actually probably most well-known, or he kind of made his splash a few years ago with a piece called The Katrina Ballads, which was this really direct, very emotional response to Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath of that tragedy. So he's no stranger to being out sort of in the politicized end of the arts, which is an interesting area these days. You know, we're seeing at the Met with John Adams' opera and some other things going on. This sort of politics and art are mixing around a little bit. And Ted is somebody who's comfortable navigating some of those areas. But actually, this piece, we chose it for this concert because it's so unique, surprising, and quite lighthearted, actually. Our hope with this opener was that we could kind of break the ice with an audience walking into the concert having absolutely no idea what to expect. And maybe that is the case sometimes when you walk in and hear a new piece of music, but this kind of resets expectations in all sorts of different ways. So we're excited to play this piece called Erasure Scherzo. And actually, as a prelude to listening to the work, I think the title is probably the best information you can have. Imagine a scherzo, fully written out by the composer. And then imagine the composer erasing sections of the scherzo, but then we still play it as it appears on the page. That should give a pretty good indication of what Erasure Scherzo is about by Ted Hearn.